This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has already fired more than 2,000 missiles, rather, during its attack on Ukraine, which he said was a large part of its arsenal. Zelensky says the majority of the missiles hit civilian infrastructure and brought no strategic military benefit. In his nightly video address to the nation Wednesday, Zelensky said Russian missiles hit the southern cities of Mykolaiv and Dnipro in the past day. He noted Russia's claims on Wednesday to have deployed new laser weapons in Ukraine. Zelensky says this reflected his desire to find an alternative to its missiles. A senior American defense official says the U.S. has seen nothing to corroborate Russia's claims it has used laser weapons in Ukraine. Russia says that nearly 1,000 Ukrainian troops who doggedly defended a giant steelworks in Mariupol have surrendered. The plant became a symbol of their country's resistance. The announcement Wednesday comes as the battle for the strategic port city appeared all but over. Ukraine ordered the fighters to save their lives and said their mission to tie up Russian forces is now complete. The fighters face an uncertain fate. Russia's defense ministry spokesman said 959 Ukrainian troops have now abandoned the stronghold since they started coming out Monday. Meanwhile, the first captured Russian soldier to be put on trial by Ukraine on war crime charges pleaded guilty to killing a civilian and could get life in prison. And Finland and Sweden applied to join NATO, abandoning generations of neutrality for the fear that Russian President Vladimir Putin will not stop with Ukraine. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Hundreds of climbers who scaled Mount Everest in Nepal over the last few days are taking advantage of favorable weather conditions to return safely down the mountain, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
British climber Kenton Cool scaled Everest for the 16th time, setting the record for the most Everest summits by a non-Nepalese climber. Ukrainian Antonina Samolova hopes the message from her climb is...
to be aware that in Ukraine we have still war, and Ukrainian people are still fighting for their freedom, for their future, and we need help from all the sides.
A Sherpa from Nepal, who now lives in the U.S., broke her own record, reaching the 29,000-foot summit for the 10th time, the most times any woman has climbed Mount Everest. Lakhva Sherpa has sights on the second highest peak.
Maybe K2. That is K2 season is very coming soon.
K2 is in Pakistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
Ringling Brothers announces its comeback tour without animal acts 5 years after shutting down its three-ring circus, the AP's Julie Walker reports.
Its 50-city North American tour starts in September of next year with international dates to follow, according to Feld Entertainment, which owns the company, and says the circus will now be interactive, featuring audience engagement and displaying what it calls incredible feats that push the limits of human potential. The circus took down its tents after years of declining ticket sales as customers became conflicted about its treatment of circus animals. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. government will fly in baby formula on commercial planes contracted by the military in an airlift aimed at easing the major shortage plaguing the country, the White House said on Wednesday. The lack of formula is the result of supply chain issues and a massive recall, and it's leaving parents increasingly desperate. The Department of Defense, quote, will use its contracts with commercial air cargo lines, as it did to move materials during the early months of the COVID pandemic, to transport products from manufacturing facilities abroad that have met Food and Drug Administration safety standards, the White House said. Quote, bypassing regular air freighting routes will speed up the importance and distribution of formula and serve as an immediate support as manufacturers continue to ramp up production, it said, doubling the effort Operation Fly Formula. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has already fired more than 2,000 missiles during its attack on Ukraine, which he said was a large part of its arsenal. Zelensky says the majority of the missiles hit civilian infrastructure and brought no strategic military benefit. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.